Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're inside the world's biggest pregame show. 100 hours of Texans Chiefs coverage. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
R.I.P. Denny Green, pour one out. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early? That is the question. Wade Smith in for the OG John Lopez. World's biggest pregame show continues up to kickoff. 7 hours and change away. Figgy Fig holding it down. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early? Straight up, Super Bowl champs. It's a year-to-year league. We hear it all the time. You and I are very, very concerned about the Texans, the task ahead, specifically with the Chiefs offense. I've said that the Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I've thrown out the D word. I feel like they could be a dynasty. I feel like they could easily be going for their third straight Super Bowl. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early, Smitty?
Well, I'll tell you this, Mitch. Listen. The Kansas City Chiefs crowned themselves last year. They earned the Super Bowl championship, so they should be respected, especially since they brought damn near everybody back. Now, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm very much sold still on the Baltimore Ravens. To me, the Baltimore Ravens are the team that's going to represent the AFC East.
Oh, by the way, Texans play them in 10 days, too.
They do. Play them in 10 days, and so it's going to be very difficult first two games for the Houston Texans. But to me, the Baltimore Ravens are the best overall team in the conference. Now, will they actually show it when they get in the playoffs? That's a whole nother discussion. But the Kansas City Chiefs, nobody's crowning them. They crowned themselves. They're the Super Bowl champions. They brought everybody back. They actually got better at the running back spot. And so that's why people are very much so concerned about what's going to happen tonight with the Houston Texans. Now, there are ways to get them beat. There is a blueprint that has been put out there of how this is how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you look at the playoff games from last year, every game they were down early. Every game they got down big, and some of these teams that they play, they didn't stick to the script. They got excited, they got ahead of themselves, and they didn't finish the job. But they can be finished. And so the question is, will the Houston Texans, if they get an opportunity to play by that script, will they go out there and do it? Or will they just say, hey, we don't really have a chance. We're just going to throw the ball all over the yard because we got some new pieces in here and we really don't think we can hold up with them. We got to outscore them. To me, that mentality, if you go into a game and say, hey, we got to put up a bunch of points because if we got to put up a bunch of points because we know they're going to score a bunch of points, that's when you start making bad decisions on fourth down and going for it when you're not supposed to. That's when you have that mentality as a player and the coach is telling me we're going to throw the ball 50 times today because we feel like that's the only way we can keep up with the Chiefs. You're telling me you don't believe that we can win. There's a blueprint out there. The ones that stick to it beat the Chiefs. The ones that don't, don't.
It's lunchtime here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, Wade Smith in for John Lopez. I'm going to use a food analogy since it is lunchtime.
I am kind of hungry, too.
To me, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, it is the perfect cheeseburger cooked by an elite chef. And Andy Reid likes cheeseburgers.
He does. He's a big fan.
That offense, the way that they use that defense is a perfect cheeseburger. And if you look at the pieces that they're adding, with Chris Jones facing the Texans for the first time since the last two matchups last year, he did not step on the field. and Clyde Edwards-Helaire thrown into the mix, it's almost like they just added some bacon to that cheeseburger that was already very successful. And you got the same guy cooking it. You just paid the extra to add some bacon, maybe some avocado. So you already know what that cheeseburger's like. From the Texans' perspective, you still have the beef. Deshaun Watson's the beef. Deshaun Watson is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah.
But you just got different ingredients, and you even got different chefs. So you can optimistically look at this and say, it's all about the quarterback. You have the quarterback, but you don't know what these ingredients are going to look like. The Brandon Cookses, the Randall Cobbs, the David Johnsons. And you don't know how the chef cooks. You don't know how Tim Kelly is going to cook that burger. You don't know how Anthony Weaver is going to cook that burger. You got a new special teams coach. So it's sometimes you learn about teams from week to week in the NFL, and we're going to learn a lot about the Houston Texans. But if you look at the Chiefs and you look at it objectively, I could sit here and pump sunshine up your butt if you want. But if you just look at what the Chiefs have, what's coming back, it doesn't make sense to think that this is going to get worse. It just seems like it can only get better with the bacon and the avocado. And it's not necessarily pessimism with the Texans and how these ingredients are going to look. It's just you've never seen these guys cook, and you don't know how these ingredients are going to work when you see the Texans and the Chiefs tonight. And that's what's so exciting about seeing this, and that's what's so great about the NFL, and that's why the NFL is so great, because in a matter of a snap of the finger, things can change, and you can sit there and say, damn, that's a hell of a burger.
Well, I tell you what, to stick with your food analogy, you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you talk about this perfect cheeseburger, but could them being a little bit complacent and a little bit resting on their laurels put you in a scenario where you may overcook the beef? Maybe the beef isn't as good as it normally would be. The fact that Rashad Breeland is not starting their cornerback for the Kansas City Chiefs because he's suspended. You know, maybe the buns isn't as crisp as it normally would be. You know, maybe you have that going for you. You got a great sandwich, but it's not perfect. And then you look at the Houston Texans. The Texans are the burger. The Texans are goulash. Texans got a bunch of stuff that you've thrown together, and you don't know how it's going to come out.
Goulash
is damn
one
good.
One of my favorite meals.
But sometimes it's better than it is other times. Sometimes you get to do some goulash, put stuff together, it's like, all right, this is good, but I've had better. Or sometimes you put the goulash together, and you say, God, what did I do? I need to make sure I replicate that again. We're going to find out tonight if this goulash is on point. If you all these new pieces that you got in the fold, the fact that you got David Johnson here and Hyde is gone, Carlos Hyde is gone. You got Cooks is in the building now. You got Cobb in the building now, and D-Hop is gone. Are these new ingredients going to work all together? Do we need to let it sit overnight and eat it tomorrow before you get the best tasting goulash?
Better not wait.
That's
till
what
tomorrow.
The Texans are.
Better not wait till tomorrow.
I mean, listen. To expect the Texans to win this game is not I don't think it's necessarily a logical explanation. But to expect this offense and this team to get better as the year goes on and they figure each other out, they haven't had any chance to really – they haven't played at all. They've practiced. They haven't played yet. So to expect them to just come out the rip, I don't think that's necessarily a realistic possibility. But that goulash does get better over time. So I think that's what you're going to see out of Houston Texans.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's a guy that I've been accused of crowning too early. And I can understand that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making his debut today. But I will say this. The last time Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid had a running back make his debut, it was Kareem Hunt, who fumbled on his first snap. And then he ended up having 246 total yards, 148 rushing, 98 receiving, 3 total touchdowns. Here is Clyde Edwards-Helaire talking about Kareem Hunt's debut and if that has crossed his mind heading into tonight's game.
I'm just wondering if Coach Bieniemy or any of the other coaches or teammates have mentioned to you what happened the last time the Chiefs started a rookie running back in an opening game.
No, sir. I have not been reminded.
You don't know about the Kareem Hunt game a couple of years ago, 3 years ago in New England?
No, sir. I don't.
No, he doesn't. Take that. Now, if you think we're getting ahead of ourselves in saying that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a problem, listen to this Kansas City media type. It's one thing to say that a first-round pick's going to ball on an offense.
Uh-huh.
But listen to this question before the guys even played a snap in the NFL. You should lose your credentials, sir.
I know you're focused on this game, and that's where everything is. But also going on right now, there are a lot of running backs getting contracts, right? Alvin Kamara's in the news. Joe Mixon's getting it. I know you'd like to be there one day. Does that creep in, or do you, are you paying attention to that while this is going on?
No, I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not worried about everything else going on. I only been here probably right at about officially here probably right at about a month and a half, 2 months. So as far as looking at everybody else's numbers, and I really wasn't concerned about it.
Dude hadn't even collected a game check, and this dude's asking if he's paying attention to these running back contracts. What are you doing?
He's a running back, a rookie running back. Like you said, he's been collecting nothing but preseason checks, off-season checks, like $1,000 a week or whatever it is. And now you're talking to him about the re-up of Mixon? Listen, the numbers that he's going to get is going to be way higher than what Mixon got this year, because the numbers go up over the years. That's weird. I don't know where that came from.
It's a strange question. Here's a strange question. Clyde Edwards-Helaire talking about facing the Houston Texans, specifically best player in franchise history, J.J. Watt.
Going against Houston for the first game is ultimately, we're looking forward to any competition that we can possibly get. I mean, I'm excited. I grew up literally watching J.J. Watt on TV and playing against him on a video game and everything else. So the whole NFL thing right now is still kind of, you know, crazy to me, but ultimately it's a reality.
It is a reality. Again, the Chiefs got that cheeseburger. They're adding some bacon to it. We'll see what the Texans burger looks like. Hopefully, and I mean hopefully, tomorrow on Reaction Friday / Football Friday, sounding like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
Good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
There we go. Hopefully the Texans got that Big Kahuna Burger tomorrow on Football Friday. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Figgy Fig with you here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the OG. Our thoughts are with him. The things that have changed in Volume 3 of Watson versus Mahomes. Let's take an in-depth look at these and talk about which ones benefit the Texans the most. Game day continues next.
You're inside the world's biggest pregame show. 100 hours of Texans Chiefs coverage. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, here's what's changed heading into today for the Texans and Chiefs. Here are the guys that will be on the field this year that were not last year. And let's just talk about the overall impact and maybe even rank them. So here's what we know is not going to be there. You're not going to have DeAndre Hopkins. You're not going to have DJ Reader for the Texans. Kansas City Chiefs, really no significant subtractions. They have lost a couple guys in the interior offensive line. But if you talk to anyone out there, they feel like the replacements are more than comparable. So that's what's changed as far as exits. Guys that are going to be on the field tonight that weren't last year. You have Chris Jones, defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did not play against the Texans last year.
Yep.
One of the best in the game, correct?
No question. Elite pass rusher on the interior.
You have Brandon Cooks, who we hope is going to be on the field. He's made a lot of progress in the last 24 hours. It's going to be a true game-time decision exactly 7 hours from now. We kick off 4:15 pregame show. We'll know about 90 minutes before whether or not Brandon Cooks is going to go. So you have that. You have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who we just talked about, the first running back selected in the 2020 NFL draft out of LSU. Last time he was on the field, he was only winning a national title.
Just a little something.
With Coach O and the LSU Tigers. So you have him. You have Randall Cobb, formerly of the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, who the Texans paid a lot of money to. He's expected to hold down that slot. You have Eric Murray.
Who?
Eric Murray.
Who?
Former Kansas City Chief. He's out there. And yeah, you have second-round pick Ross Blacklock out of TCU. Of all of these guys that we listed, who has the biggest impact in this game? Just rank them top to bottom. I'm assuming Chris Jones is going to be number one.
If the Texans are going to win, he better not be the most significant factor in the game. Because if he's the biggest, if you notice Chris Jones out there, that's a problem for the Texans. They don't have a chance to win. That is one of my key factors in winning the ball game. But likely, in all likelihood, he is a game wrecker. He is a guy that is going to take two at a time to block him when you're talking about in the pass game. And especially in a game like this where nobody has played football yet. They practice football, but nobody's played. And when you go from zero to 150, that's a different ball game. They're going to have to try to slow Chris Jones down. But Chris Jones, I have to put him number one because he is the most talented guys out of everybody you listed. But if he ends up being the number one guy, the number one noticeable difference between last year and this year, it's going to be a long day for the Houston Texans.
Brandon Cooks, what kind of impact do you expect Cooks to have if he's on the field? I'll tell you this, Wade. And I was at practice. We had limited access to practice this year. Figgy and I actually rolled out there. It was a good day to go. They were doing 11-on-11. I think it was the only 11-on-11 that Cooks really did during training camp because they were kind of resting him.
Yeah.
He was the best receiver on the field. It wasn't even close. Deshaun was finding him on flag routes, little lob on the sideline. He was all over the place. And not only was he all over the place, he was coaching his teammates. He knew what was going on. He knew where to be. He knew where everyone else should be. Brandon Cooks looked like the best receiver on the Texans when he was on the field.
So based off of what you saw, our prediction, both of us, that we said that the number one receiver this year is going to be Brandon Cooks, it just validated everything that we thought going on.
I originally thought it would be Will Fuller, but I hadn't
seen. Oh, did I convince you?
Well, Brandon Cooks convinced me when I was watching him. Like, that's.
I was going to try to take a little credit for it.
No, you know what I mean? That watching what I watched with Brandon Cooks was what convinced me. I'm telling you, if he's on the field, if he's good to go, you heard the man say it himself, he is going to ball. Deshaun Watson and Brandon Cooks are going to be a nice connection. I can assure you of that. And as much as we like to toot the horn of the Kansas City Chiefs, secondary is not very good when it comes to covering guys.
Yeah, they're not very good when it comes to covering guys. The fact of the matter is Brandon Cooks has been in this style offense more than in one-on-one of occasions in his career. So him coming into here, it's not as a foreign of a situation as it might be for other guys coming into this offense. And then you look at it, he gives you 1,000 yards each and every year that he goes out there and plays a full season. Last year was an anomaly. Brandon Cooks has always been a very talented, very productive receiver. I don't see any reason why it would be any different this year with the Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson. You just got to make sure that quad is good. And I hate the fact that we have to talk about the fact that Cooks might be out for this game or he's a little nicked up, because that's been an issue with the Texans receiving core for years now. And the guy that is no longer here, you knew he was going to be there on Sundays or on Thursday nights. So that's a part of it that it is a little disconcerting and a little frustrating. But Brandon Cooks out there, talented guy, he's going to do numbers.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm getting a lot of crap from Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a Loophole for tooting this guy's horn. Look, first of all, he was a first-round pick of a Kansas City Chiefs team that could have used some help on defense.
Yeah.
They drafted him as a luxury. They didn't draft him because they needed him. There's a reason for that. There's a reason John Harris even said that he wouldn't have minded seeing Clyde Edwards-Helaire fall to the Texans. The other thing is, you have so much to worry about that I don't think you can give him that much attention because he's unknown. So it's not like you're going to be game planning to stop Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which makes it easier for Clyde Edwards-Helaire to have an impact. I don't know how else to put it. You got to stop Travis Kelce. You got to stop Tyreek Hill. Hardeman is a guy that I think could take the next step this year and be a very significant guy to where he's going to demand more attention. You only have so many bodies. Sammy Watkins is going to be lined up most likely man-to-man on the outside. Sammy Watkins has made a lot of plays in his career, despite the fact a lot of people think that he's been overpaid for the majority of his career. You have Pat Mahomes who can extend plays. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you factor in the people that the Texans have on defense, he's going to be a problem tonight. He is going to be a problem tonight.
Yeah, you cannot prioritize a guy that you think may can kill you when you know that there's guys that have killed you in the past that are on that Kansas City Chiefs offense. You talk about Mahomes. You talk about Tyreek Hill. You talk about Travis Kelce. You know those guys. If you give them one-on-one matchups or you give them a scenario where they have time to work, that they're going to destroy you. That's what they do in this league. It doesn't matter who it is that you line up against them. They do work. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's a rookie. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. He's got to be fourth guy, fifth guy on the priority list when you're talking about where you're going to throw your resources. So he's going to have every opportunity to get off. And so from what you've seen out of him in the past at LSU and what you've been hearing about him from training camp out there in Kansas City, and they're a little bit freer and looser on what comes out of that camp to where you know what guys are doing or not doing there. It sounds like this dude is going to do big numbers, and I expect them to have a good game tonight against the Houston Texans. It's just not a good matchup as far as it's concerned with him.
Look, Lewis Riddick said that if he had the first pick in a fantasy draft, he would take Clyde Edwards-Helaire. ESPN's Lewis Riddick, who's going to be a part of the Monday Night Football broadcast. Last time he said this about a rookie, it was Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley led the league in scrimmage yards, I believe, that year. By the way, where did Lewis Riddick work in a front office? Oh, in Philadelphia. Who was the coach there? It was Andy Reid.
His name is Andy.
Lewis Riddick is hearing something from Andy Reid that has him thinking Clyde Edwards-Helaire warrants a number one overall pick in fantasy. I'm telling you, look out for this guy.
And then he was compared to Bryant Westbrook. Bryant Westbrook was one of the better all-purpose guys
that we've seen.
And so, and he was in Andy Reid's scheme. Andy Reid doesn't really like comparing guys. But if you compare him to that, you don't want to see Bryant Westbrook because that's a talented, talented guy.
We're going to get more into the new faces. We're also going to have a think tank, Game Day Think Tank, 713-572-4610. But before we do, let's do let's do some good stuff in the community. Throughout the week, we're working with the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation and their My Home Library campaign. Now, this is really special because Phillip 66 has joined our efforts to raise $100,000 for kids and for literacy around Houston. And every dollar that you donate is going to be matched by Phillips 66. 60% of kids go into kindergarten not with the right amount of knowledge that they need in order to be on the right track. They're fighting an uphill battle. Some kids can overcome that, but a lot cannot. And 61% of kids don't even have of low-income families don't even have a book, a single book in their entire home. That's why we're asking the loopholes, we're asking the listeners to make a donation to 41444. That's 41444. Just send HTX Reads, and your donation will help kids get books into their home. $30 gets 6 books of the kids' choice into their home, and it gives it prevents them from having to fight an uphill battle that we don't want any kid to fight.
Yeah, when you look at it, man, if you have kids that don't have access or opportunities to read books at a young age, when they get to school, when they have to compete, when you're trying to win in the game of life, you're fighting with one hand tied behind your back, and so it's very difficult for you to have expectations for them to be successes if they don't have access and opportunities to learn and to better themselves when it comes to reading and literacy. And the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, along with Phillips 66, have been two entities that have done an excellent job over the years here in Houston with trying to fight the battle of literacy. And they're going to continue to do it. The fact that whatever you donate today, they're going to match dollar for dollar with Phillips 66. That's an awesome thing there.
Double your money.
I mean, you're doubling your money. If you give 50, that's $100 that's going to go to kids. And that's 3 or 4 kids that are going to be able to pick 6 books of their choosing from the My Home Library campaign. And anytime you get kids, and this is something that I deal with all the time with my foundation, I've done work with the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation over the years. Anytime you get opportunity to put books in front of kids, give them an opportunity to choose their own books, the excitement that they have and how it changes the way they view what they see on a daily basis, it's immeasurable. It's a priceless feeling to be there. And you guys might not be able to see it yourself, but I'm just telling you firsthand, it's an amazing experience. And so if you have it to donate, you're going to help change somebody's life. And it's all about H-Town. It's all about us looking out for one another, and this is just another opportunity to do that.
Again, text HTX Reads to 41444. That's HTX Reads to 41444. Let's help out the community. Let's help out the kids. Let's get the kids on the right track as they begin their education. Coming up, more new things on the field tonight in Kansas City, as well as a think tank. 713-572-4610. World's biggest pregame show continues with Landry Locker and Wade Smith, and for the OG next.
Live from Twin Peaks Studios, it's the kickoff countdown. We're less than 7 hours from the Texans taking on the defending Super Bowl champs. Listen to the Texans opener right here on Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's get an update on Brandon Cooks. Think tank, though, by the way, 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. World's biggest pregame show continues. Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Thoughts with J-Lo. Here is Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Brandon Cooks, will he or won't he? Here's the latest from Rapp.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There is a lot of optimism that Brandon Cooks will be out there. We'll see how effective he actually is, though. Quad injuries for receivers are difficult. But the bigger picture for the Houston Texans is this is the first time we are going to see this receiving core, this offense, without DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the NFL. The belief from the team is that this unit, this group, which is varied and different and multi-talented with Cooks and Will Fuller and, of course, Randall Cobb and Kenny Stills, that this will be better for Deshaun Watson, allow him to really just find the open guy instead of focusing on one receiver, that because they are so multi-talented, so many different options, that it will be a more efficient offense. We are going to see tonight, but that is one thing that is going to be fun to kind of monitor and watch.
I got my first dilemma of 2020, and I love it. Brandon Cooks is on my fantasy team. Should he start at flex or not? I would be stressing out under normal times, but I'm just so happy to be here. I don't care. I'm happy to have this stress. It is much welcome, Smitty.
I tell you what, man. Brandon Cooks, when I hear that report, I'm excited about the fact that he's going to give it a go, it's looking like. But like I talked with John McClain about earlier in the show, you got a quad injury. You tweak it today, you might be gone for a few more weeks. If anything, I think they need to sit him, man. I think the fact that you got Stills and you got Cobb and you got Will Fuller, you're full strength as far as those three guys go. You still got Kiki and DeAndre Carter. Roll with those three. I mean, who my ass? He's gonna have to play. Somebody gonna have to play. But how effective is Brandon Cooks gonna be with a jacked up quad? That's a problem. You better not play him in your flex.
You gotta
man.
Put a dollar in the cuss jar.
What I say?
When we're talking about the receiving core, you don't mention DeAndre Carter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was in the loop thing.
Okay.
I got your dollar. Oh, you just made that up. Yeah, all right. That's cool.
I just made that
up. I got your dollar.
We don't talk about
100 pennies, homie.
DeAndre Carter around here. That's fine. You can pay it in pennies. It all pays the same.
Already.
713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. What about Randall Cobb? Randall Cobb, man, they paid a lot for Randall Cobb. I mean, it's a 2-year commitment.
Kyle's going to do numbers, bro.
What are numbers?
Numbers is he's going to be the guy that Deshaun goes to on third down and convert. He's going to be the conversion guy. When people are looking for who is the new D-Hop when it comes to third and fourth downs, I think it's going to be Randall Cobb. And so for that alone, I don't care what his overall numbers are, I need a security blanket. People talk about it all the time, but, D-Hop was a crutch and this, that, and other. Like, listen,
it's good to have
you need to have that guy.
Everybody still needs a Whoopi.
Everybody still needs a Whoopi, just like you said. And so Randall Cobb is going to be that. And if he's that, then I don't care if he got paid $7 or $9 million a year, whatever it is. You need a guy that can move the chains on third down, especially a game like tonight. So Randall Cobb, I'm excited about what we're going to see about him today and all year long.
You know who I think is going to be kind of a Whoopi for Deshaun Watson too?
Who's that?
Nobody's really talking about. I think Jordan Akins is going to have a big year, man. I really, really think that Jordan Akins is going to have a big year. He was by far and away the best tight end in camp. Last year, he had a couple touchdowns. I think he's figuring stuff out. I think he will be light years ahead of Darren Fells as early as midseason. I think Jordan Akins is a guy who you can put in the backfield. You can move him around. I think he's worked on his blocking. I think Jordan Akins is going to have a big year for the Texans. And on top of these receivers and these running backs we talk about, I think you're going to have a nice tight end option for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Jordan Akins is a guy that is, he's not quite in the Duke Johnson category where somebody that I felt like needs to get the ball more. But he's right there underneath him. He's just a step underneath that. Jordan Akins, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's a guy that can make the first guy miss, and he can take it the distance. He's not as athletic as Jonnu Smith in Tennessee, but he's pretty close to it. He's a guy that if you use him in the RPO game, you use him in that game the way that they used Darren Fells last year, he's going to take those 8-yard catches and turn them into 15. And I think that's what this transition is going to end up being as the year goes on. I think you're spot on with Jordan Akins being a big factor for the Texans this year.
You know what the weirdest thing is, though, about Akins?
What's that?
He's 28. He's older than DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
He's in his third year and he's 28. Jordan Akins is older than DeAndre Hopkins, I think. That's kind of crazy.
You got that baseball money, man.
572-4610. It is the Think Tank. Game Day Edition, Landry Locker, Wade Smith. We are less than 7 hours away from kickoff between the Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. You know how the Think Tank works. 713-572-4610. Start your statement with, I think that. All right, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that between the Texans, Chiefs, Rockets, Lakers, De'Eriq King's debut in Miami and Serena Williams, every console in my house will be active tonight, and I'm excited.
There you go. Serena Williams throwing a little Serena.
Hey,
never anything wrong with that.
They never walk past that, at least not without doing a double take.
You cannot. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Easter Bees In will help B.O.B. Bless this, chess this, like a queen. Chess mental, yes, this will be enemy and arrowhead. It'll be obscene. Deshaun will have the offense cooking like a Mexican pizza, and I need fantasy advice from our actress friend Lisa. And Deshaun O'Dell and Steele's going to cook like cooks, and make you feel fuller while we buy kids books. He'll be wearing down the Chiefs' D. Yes, they'll be aching. He'll be popping like in a skillet, a fat slab of bacon. Dejo will shine, and in the red zone, Fells won't fail. Bouncing power shifts like Andy Reid's scales. Tomorrow morning, we're going to like what we've seen so far, and next week, we'll rudely greet and beat Lamar. Pilgrims.
Wow. Rapping Duke. There you go.
He's always on the money, baby.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that if Houston Sports does a clean sweep this weekend, COVID doesn't matter. Even if just for a few days, it's going to be okay.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, man, we got to listen to what was just said. We've been going through pandemics. We've been going through all this foolishness in 2020. You lose Kobe. You lose, I don't know how many people you lose.
Black Panther,
Chadwick Boseman. You got all these people that have been that are no longer here. A lot of negative things. But what sports can do, what could go on this weekend if the Houston Texans can go to Kansas City and upset them, if the Rockets can upset the Los Angeles Lakers, if the Astros can get another win tonight and get them closer to competing and being in the playoffs, that's the power of sports. That's why we do what we do. That's why we enjoy this so much, man. You got to love that. You got to put some respect on that caller. I think that as well. I co-sign that wholeheartedly. I love that.
You can't minimize sports. I mean, it makes the whole community better. It makes everyone happy. It's a good time around here. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that the Texans' first touchdown will be a 50-yard bomb from Deshaun Watson to Will Fuller, and I'm out.
There we go. Kyle King.
There's good money on that now.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Brandon Cooks. That boy's going to be cooking tonight.
There we go, okay.
Look,
you're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, racist redneck. Yeah?
Okay.
Hey, calm down now. Calm down. I know Landry, we got to play a little catch-up, but now's not the time. Now, look, I think that if you think that if Deshaun is not going to play with a little chip on his shoulder, you got another thing coming, Bubba. Since 42-35, I'm out.
Oh, 42-35. Little Deshaun. Nice to hear from the racist redneck, by the way. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think your talking points tomorrow are going to be, I got to coach better.
Mm.
The players got to play better.
Mm.
I think it's going to be the same old thing, guys.
Mm.
But good luck.
Mm.
You know, relative to.
All right, put that on the rundown, Fig. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, Tech Pistol here, and I think 2020 is bad and all, but just for some perspective, I want to give a shout-out to 1993, the year of the Macarena.
Don't sleep on the Macarena, man. You can still mix that in. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Say, man. It's going to go down tonight. Call me home if you want to. Photo Eddie says it's going to be 35-20. Texans riding into the sunset. Holla at your boy.
All right. I'll tell you what. If the Texans hold the points. Chiefs to 20 points.
Hey. Anthony Weaver going to be out of here in a year.
Hey. Someone should hire him tomorrow. Someone should hire him tomorrow.
What if that happened? What if halfway through a season somebody's like, hey, here, just take this job?
I'm going to say fire Bill O'Brien. Anthony, it's your job.
He won 35-20, though, according to Photo. You can't get rid of the coach after you won 35-20.
Well, Tim can hold down the offense. It's cool. Easterby, you take over. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yes, I think the final score is going to be 42-36 Texans.
There we go. There's a lot of Texans optimists. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Keep it going. By the way, if you're at work right now, start, like, getting some, like, chili or something like that and fake throw up. Fake throw up and get the hell out of work. Because in 3 hours, less than 3 hours, Astros are on TV. You got the Rockets at 6, and then you got the Texans. You need to start getting out of work. If you're at work, get some fake throw up going on or something like that, and get the hell out of there. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think I'm a trucker here in Houston. Got rejected, but you know what? I'm here with my people, and I'm gonna see the game tonight here with my people.
There we go. That's what's up, man. Shout out to the truckers. Are you a get the horn going type of guy?
They don't do that anymore, man. You might try it. Back in the day, that was a common occurrence, but they don't really do it as much anymore. I don't know what's going on with
that.
It's a lost art.
A lot of stuff. Sometimes
you
got to
bring something back. You know what I mean? Certain things you got to bring back.
Yeah, the get the horn going was one of my favorite things. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think we're going to see the RPO run tonight like never before. All the options that Watson's going to have, he's going to show you how to do the Madden football execution.
There we go, Madden football.
Watson, hey, yes!
I'm telling you right now, look out for this. Look out for this, Smitty. Last year it was Fells with that RPO.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Akins doing it a little bit this year.
I literally just said that.
I think you're going to see some Akins.
I literally just said that, Landon.
No, but I'm saying like the exact same way that Fells did it.
That's literally what I just said.
All right, mark that, Figgy.
But I tell you what, if Tim Kelly comes out and runs a bunch of RPO today, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm sold. I don't care what. I don't care the result. I don't care if they lose. I don't care if they win by 6 or whatever. If he is aggressive with Deshaun Watson
some
running
zone read.
The football.
How about some zone read?
And you're running some zone read and you're running RPOs and you're utilizing his feet, that's telling me that they've taken off the training wheels and they understand that the way for Deshaun Watson to be at his best is to put the defenses on their heels and force them to have to cover all 11 guys every single play. Tim Kelly does that, I'll be sold on him. He can do that just tonight. One night of that, and I'll be sold on Tim Kelly.
The offense is going to carry this team. So the offense is what has to look good. Like, regardless of what happens, I don't think it's fair to expect this defense to stop the Chiefs. But if the offense looks good, if the Texans are in a shootout and this offense looks good,
yeah,
I'm going to come in here and it's not going to be doom and gloom tomorrow. It ain't gonna be doom and gloom. It's gonna be a fun football Friday, and there's gonna be a lot of reason for optimism because it's unfortunate the Texans got the Ravens and Chiefs the first 10 days of the season, but there's still reason for optimism. Starting out 0-2 doesn't mean the end of the world because they're on the schedule, and it's only gonna make you stronger. So there ain't gonna be no doom and gloom. It's gonna be a fun football Friday.
Yeah, the result of this game doesn't determine what's gonna happen for the Texans throughout the year. You're playing two of the top teams in the league off the rip. So you can come in tomorrow and lose a ball game 35-32 and you say, damn, the Texans offense looked damn good. Pat Mahomes made a play late in the ball game, and that's why they won. I can live with that. As a player, I would hate that. But as somebody that's looking at it from the outside in and understanding that you don't win a Super Bowl in September, I can live with that because now I have confidence going forward because we don't know what we're going to get out of the Houston Texans.
And
we have
no
idea.
It's new pieces for the Texans. Ravens and Chiefs, they've added a couple, but they got relatively the same pieces. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Deshaun Watson will throw for at least 3 touchdowns, run for at least 1. It will be a shootout. Texans win 42-38.
Go. I like that. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Chiefs are going to put these little Texan boys back in their place, put them back in their little pony, and let them know who the real deal is.
How do you get in a pony?
I don't know. That guy had to have been from Kansas City. His accent, he didn't even sound like he was Texas.
How do you get in a pony, though?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
You're on the think tank. You got the final word. Go. Go.
Hello?
Go.
Hello?
What's up?
Yes. Okay. So I think that Patrick Mahomes will be throwing for 6 touchdowns and Bill O'Brien will be resigning as soon as the game ends.
What? Here we go.
Come on, man.
Mahomes.
Come on, man.
6 touchdowns and BOB resignation.
Come on, man.
Now, that is something nobody's talking about.
We ended it on that?
And that's something we'd be talking about. Yeah. That's
nobody's talking about Guy.
He didn't finish. We started strong. We did not finish strong. Sometimes it happens like that during football season. We're just happy it's here. It's one of the most active days in town. Astros first pitch in about an hour and 29 minutes or 2 hours and 29 minutes. And then you're going to have the Rockets, and then it's going to go all the way up to the Texans versus the Chiefs as the world's biggest pregame show continues. How we got to this point? We're here. We made it. We didn't think we would, but we're here. Let's relive the events that got us to right now. Round the league next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.